Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Dream Life Mastery with Anik on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Anik is a transformational coach, educator and speaker, here to guide you to your own joy, passion and purpose. Having overcome a number of challenges, she discovered a new way of life without suffering and fighting, which she now shares with others. Please welcome Anik back to News for the Soul.
Thanks, Nicole. It's so great to share space with you here on News for the Soul. And thank you, listener, for tuning in and welcome to today's show. It is an honor and a privilege for me to be part of your day. You are listening to Dream Life Mastery, dedicated to offering you healing and insights so that you can transform your dreams into reality. I'm your host, Anik Bonenfant, and I am passionate about discovering the secrets of the universe and how we can use that wisdom to harmonize our inner world as well as manifest our deepest desires. I am an international healer, educator, and speaker, and my focus is helping the silently suffering access the power of their subconscious mind so they can overcome their challenges and create the life they deserve to lead. For today's inspired topic, we'll be focusing on finding unity in a divided world. And over the last couple of quarters, the last 2020, basically this year, if you're like me, you've had emotional roller coasters of excitement and fear and terror and freedom and passion and purpose. When we look at the world around us, we see the walls crumbling. We see the conflict. We see the injustice. We see the corruption. We see the love. We see the humanity. We see the hope. And as we see this conflict in our global community, I know for myself, I felt really disempowered, thinking, how am I going to change 8 billion people? How am I going to change this world so that I can leave a legacy that I can be proud of to my daughter, a world that is worth her value? And I sat with this for many months, looking for peace and for empowerment in this conflict that I found so much disempowerment in. Recognizing the polarity and contrast, the duality and the extremes in our positions within our world. What I saw within that, what I realized, was at the core of humanity's deepest suffering. It's fueled by our separation paradigm. We've forgotten that we are one, and that the extreme separation and conflict that we are seeing in our world is a mirroring of that. It is a call to each and every one of us to reconcile the opposition and conflict that resides within us. And as we heal our own inner conflicts, so will our communities. Our communities will mirror our inner peace. Don't underestimate your field of influence. You are deeply connected to the collective consciousness. And the conflicts and injustices that trigger you, they guide you to the inner work that needs your attention. It is a call for each and every one of us to do our part for the good of our global communities and for ourselves. We can resolve those feelings of overwhelm and disempowerment, frustration and irritation with the lack of change and the transmutation that needs to happen as our entire global community evolves to a higher vibration, to a higher state of being. And as that change and that transmutation occurs, the extreme in our contrast and our duality and our polarity expresses itself in our communities. But we must remember what we have forgotten, that at our deepest core, we all want the same things: love, freedom, fulfillment, empowerment, and happiness. It's only our social patterns that have indoctrinated us into a competition and lack-based approach to attaining these goals. But if we could pause and recognize that we share these deepest desires, that we have such ease, so how do you heal a divided world? As our communities find themselves in conflict, this is a reflection of our collective inner conflict. And this is where you can catalyze a powerful change by resolving the inner conflict that resides within you. And as you do so, your perspective on the topics that most trigger you will soften. All of us experience being at odds with ourselves. Yet those inner aspects of us have themselves forgotten that they are also working together towards a common goal. When we aspire to access alignment, inner harmony, peace, and authentic expression, our path to resolving and achieving these goals is first by resolving the inner conflict that is at its core creating that disharmony in the first place. The same is true for healing our world and our communities. By resolving the disharmony within us individually, it will reflect in harmonious communities. When you throw a stone in a lake, the ripples of change wash over the entirety of the lake. You act as the stone over the entirety of our collective consciousness. As you resolve and heal your own opposing beliefs, your self-sabotaging behaviors, and your unresolved emotions, you will have an immediate energetic impact and positive influence on that collective consciousness. When we look at the enormity of the opposition in the world, we feel like it's us against them, feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, angry, fearful. Our freedoms and safeties being taken away. This in itself is a perspective of competition. And as we have witnessed for millennia, competition always leaves us with a winner and a loser. But collaboration allows all of us to win. As you allow yourself to heal and integrate these inner conflicts, you release the paradigm of competition within yourself and create not only an inner environment for collaboration, but externally as you work on yourself. As you explore the external conflicts that you see in the world, in today's call, I'll guide you through a meditation to resolve the mirroring conflicts within yourself so that you yourself can also do your part in resolving the conflict in our collective consciousness. And as you heal and integrate these inner conflicts, you release that paradigm. And where you saw roadblocks, you'll see opportunities for cooperation. Where you saw problems, you'll notice new opportunities for change. Where you met resistance, you'll experience oneness. So where do you start? And that's where the foundations for the unified methods can support you. And I'll be sharing a few of these with you today. Our first step to supporting global unity is by uniting and harmonizing our inner community. You may refer to these aspects as yourself, as of ego, saboteur, inner child, wounded self, inner critic, the pain body, your shadow side, and so on. In order to bring all of these fragmented aspects of yourself together, we need to unite them under a clear and common goal. How we do this is by first defining your current top five emotional priorities. This will be different for each of you, and these will evolve with you as you grow. So take a moment now to take a few deep breaths. And as you breathe in, you draw in that beautiful earth energy to ground you. And as you expand that grounding energy, allowing any resistance to melt away, moving you deeper and deeper into the present moment, connecting deep into yourself. Allowing your breath to bring you deeper and deeper and deeper into your truth, into your authentic expression. And as you allow that breath to draw you deeper and deeper, allow it to guide you into your heart space, into your soul space, moving down, 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 deep into your heart space, down deep, deep, deep into the tissue, moving down deep, deep, deep into yourself. Deep, deep, deep into your element. Moving down deep, deep into your subatomic particles. Moving all the way down, deep, deep, deep into the essence of your soul, of your source. Your connection to that source energy, the divine, truest expression, your seed, the seed of who you are in your truth. And as you continue to move down deeper and deeper into yourself, allowing your breath to continue to ground you, to support you in your focus, allow yourself to connect and commune with the truth of your source energy and your most authentic desires. And as we explore in the expression, in the defining, and in the recognition of these desires, I invite you to choose 5 emotions that represent your desired experiences in form of your state of being, your circumstances, your relationship, your prosperity. Which emotions rise to the surface as your personal top priorities? Is there an aspect of love, a form of security, freedom that rises to the surface for you? A vibration of peace or harmony in your desires? Do you aspire to access happiness? Does your heart yearn for feelings of purpose? Allowing yourself to simplify your many, many, many aspirations and dreams. Simplifying them by your current emotional priorities in this moment. What does your heart yearn for? What is it calling out to? That, those 5 words, those 5 emotions, that is the secret of your authentic expression, of your most divine path, of your most prosperous expression, your connection and your access to abundance and flow. You were created to explore, experience. Life is made for living. And these 5 emotional priorities are the ingredients that your heart yearns for. And by choosing these for yourself, by giving yourself permission to make these a priority for you, allows you to step into your empowered and authentic state of being. It allows you to tune in to your most optimal point of attraction. It allows you to align harmoniously with your inner being, with your outer world. Helps you to improve your circumstance. What are those 5 emotional priorities for you? Can you identify them? Recognizing what these are is the first step to a much bigger goal. Your first baby step. Simple, achievable. Starting right where you are. Good. Take a nice deep breath. And now, with your permission, I would like to support you in a healing download to support you in accessing a truer divine expression of these emotional priorities that you have recognized as your most authentic desire, regardless of which words represent that for you uniquely. You probably notice that they share the same theme as love, security, peace, happiness, and purpose. Maybe your words are a little different than your neighbor's. But in essence, they mean the same thing. We are one. Our unique expression separates us, but it can also unite us.
when we recognize that at our core, we share these goals. We all want these things. We just have different ideas about how we think we can achieve them. And that old indoctrination infused by the separation paradigm is the only thing that really separates us, is our illusion that we are separate, that we have unreconcilable differences, because at our core, we are one. Take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to be open and receptive to receiving the divine wisdom, the feeling and the application of these five emotional priorities that you've recognized within yourself, allowing you to fully and completely expand and integrate your capacity, your access, and your opportunities to achieving these emotional states of being with more consistency, with more joy and ease. Nice, long, deep breath. Now moving even deeper, being open and receptive to receiving the wisdom, the feeling and the application of how to access these emotional priorities through cooperation and collaboration, both in your inner and outer world. Take a deep breath. I recommend that you write these down. Write them down on post-it notes to keep you focused on your authentic goal, to keep reminding you. Remember, your reality is the current expression of thousands and thousands of conscious and subconscious choices that you've made up to date. Take a nice long deep breath. Post these five emotional priorities everywhere. Well, you'll see them frequently throughout your day. And here's how you can integrate your top five emotional priorities to support you in inner unification. Start by comparing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors with your top five emotional priorities. Let me give you an example. I want you to keep asking, does this thought support me in feeling love, security, purpose, freedom, happiness? And if not, then why are you choosing it to affect your headspace? Ask yourself, does this feeling support my desire for love, happiness, purpose, freedom, security? And if not, then what needs to be addressed in order to change this emotional state, so that you can realign with your emotional priorities? Ask, does this action or choice support my need for love, security, freedom, purpose, and happiness? And if not, then why am I choosing? Why am I behaving in this fashion? The purpose of this exercise is for you to start where you are. Truth of it is it'll be impossible for you to say yes 100% of the time to your five emotional priorities. What I want you to keep in mind is that every time you say no to something that you've previously said yes to, you are transmuting and transforming your life one degree at a time forever. So as much as possible, begin to say no to the things that you can, that no longer align with your current emotional priorities. And when you find yourself in a position where you are unable in the short term to say no to a choice, then say yes just for that moment, just for that day, just for that time. And recognize what's lacking in that experience. What's lacking in that experience to meet and satisfy your emotional priorities? And then with your intention, with that gain clarity, invite the universe to show you a new opportunity that meets your desires with joy and ease. And keep repeating this process. Keep comparing your thoughts, feelings, and actions to these five emotional priorities. Keep making small choices. Keep transitioning and transmuting your reality one choice at a time, moving at your own pace, without judgment, without prejudice, being kind and compassionate to yourself as you do so. Allowing your boundaries to support you, and allowing you to make choices that support your emotional priorities from a place of love. Now, as we explore this process to gain global unity through inner unity, our first step will be for you to connect, and go in deep, 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 deep into yourself. Your second step will be for you to gain clarity. What do you want? What's important to you? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And I found that a very simple way to define those thousands of desires that you have, is by simplifying them with your five emotional priorities. And I use that as a daily tool to keep me accountable and to keep me focused on what's really important for me in my life. And I've worked with many, many clients using this process, and it's quite miraculous. In the very short amount of time that they used it, the huge transformations and opportunities that they've accessed for themselves in doing so. Now this brings us to the next step, which is to commune. And so we'll start by connecting, gaining clarity that we've done already. And now we're going to commune with and unite with your own inner community. By accessing the sacred soul space, one of the foundational tools from Unified Method, it's proven to be a very powerful instrument for doing just that. So now let's step into that second meditation. Beginning again by reconnecting, taking some nice long deep breaths, allowing that breath to bring you deeper and deeper into yourself. Allowing that breath to guide you deep into your heart space. Deep into your tissue. allowing that breath to be any and all resistance in your body, in your thoughts, allowing that breath to harmony into your innate and natural state of peace. Nice, comfortable breath, drawing you down deep, 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 deep into yourself. Deeper now into your heart space. Deep, deep, deep into your tissues. Deep, 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 deep into your cells. Moving down, 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 deep, deep, deep into the essence of your being. Moving down, deep into the atoms. Deep, deep, deep down into your subatomic particles. Moving down, deep, 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 deep into your core and source energy. Into your divine essence, into the authentic expression of your soul. And as you move deep, deep, deep into the space, moving deep into that light, moving deep into that energy, into that ocean of energy that connects all things, all times, all places, and all dimensions. Moving and connecting deeply into this ocean of oneness. Moving down deep, 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 even deeper now into your unique little droplet of that energy. That droplet that is unique to your soul's expression. Moving deep, deep, deep down into that droplet. And in that space, it's a beautiful space, your sacred soul space that is created by and for you. That is a loving and safe, supportive and collaborative environment for all aspects of your inner community to come together without judgment, expectation, or prejudice. An environment of cooperation and collaboration, bringing your own inner community into unity by allowing these aspects of you to recognize and realize that they are all also working for the same goals, but that these different versions and aspects of you all have different ideas as to how to go about achieving those goals. Now, with your intention, create this beautiful circular table in the center of the space, infused and blessed with the energy of love, compassion, collaboration, cooperation, and community. The circular table representing oneness and unity. Now, with your permission, allow me to support you by infusing and supporting, as well as expanding your access and capacity to create that space for yourself, to access that space for yourself that is already there, that is waiting for you, to empower it, to utilize it, to embrace it. Find yourself a nice, comfortable position around that beautiful round table. And now I want you to explore, what is it about the external conflict in the world? Whether it's injustice or unfairness, conflict, corruption, pain, suffering, lack, grief, tragedy. What triggers you personally when you observe the world around you? What awakens an unhealed part of yourself within you? What stings? Remaining in your sacred soul space, holding strongly that observer position without judgment or expectation, with openness and receptivity, allow the conflicting and opposing aspects of you that mirror that other conflict to show themselves, to step up, and to commune with you, to work with you towards realizing a common goal. And without pushing or forcing, very comfortably allow those aspects of you to rise to the surface without fear. This is a safe space for you, where all aspects of you can fully and completely express themselves without judgment, so that they can be heard, so that they can be healed, and so that they can come together and unite. And as you allow these aspects of you to show up in whichever form they appear to you, and we will all observe them in our own unique way, and how you are seeing them is perfect for you, know that you are safe, that you are supported, and that your divine soul essence holds this sacred space for you, this pure divine space. Now, with your permission, allow us to support you in accessing a more divine, divinely expansive expression of reconciliation, recognition, collaboration, and inner community, to support you in coming together with these opposing aspects of yourself. Taking a nice long deep breath and allowing that energy to come through your crown, moving into your body and fully and completely integrating with joy and ease, allowing any and all resistance to inner harmony, and creating a loving and supportive environment for you to access and achieve unity, because that is your path to all of your goals, every desire, every dream. It begins by working with yourself to empower yourself to achieve those goals easily and effortlessly, instead of being in conflict and creating difficulty within yourself to achieve these same goals. Now, as you sit there with these aspects of yourself, without expectation, without analyzing, and without trying to figure out the answer, ask, what are all of these different aspects of you trying to achieve? What are the goals? What is the goal of the saboteur? Is it trying to protect the wounded self? Its contrasting aspect? And you might find, as you invite these aspects of you, you'll find a polarity, an expression of both sides of the same pattern. Your focus and your fear. Your defender and your wounded self. Your saboteur and your aspirer. Or the saboteur and the fearful self. Now ask yourself honestly, as you explore, what are they really trying to achieve here? Are they trying to keep you safe? In some way, shape, or form? How are they currently trying to achieve these goals? Are those patterns hurting you or harming you in some way? Are they holding you back? Are they creating inner conflict themselves? Now remain firmly in the observer position, allowing all aspects of you to speak and express themselves freely without judgment. And ask now to be shown, what do they desire in common? They do share a common goal. Beyond their patterns, beyond their behaviors, beyond the pain body, they share a common goal. What is that? Do they all want peace? Do they all want safety? Do they all want happiness? How can you bring them together? There is something they all want that is in common. Can you be open and quiet and listen to what that might be? Now, with your permission, allow us to support you in expanding and accessing the divine wisdom so that we can teach and show these contrasting aspects of you how to work together, how to collaborate, and how to access this common goal in community by working together, by sharing this goal. And by accessing this achievement through a positive behavioral pattern, by releasing resistance and accessing flow and opportunity, by healing old wounds, releasing fears, and reclaiming your inner power, by releasing this inner conflict, you are reallocating this conflict energy to your empowerment power bank, to a positive aspect of yourself, so that you can be supported and that you can use your energy to create a more powerful point of attraction to achieve your five emotional priorities in a more concise, consistent, and supportive way than what you might have been choosing in the past. Now, with your permission, releasing any and all old obligations, old dynamics, and old patterns that keep you trapped reliving your past experiences, and allowing you to release these patterns and access new supportive, loving patterns by connecting to the divine wisdom, the oneness energy, accessing patterns that support you in a harmonious way within your inner community, accessing these same goals but with positive motivators. Led by your heart space, fueled by love. Releasing choices made from fear, from lack, from anger. Choices made in those energies hurt us. They sabotage us. There is a cost that we pay when we utilize these for growth. Now explore again. When you sit at that round table, how do they seem to you now, these other aspects of you? How do they feel? What might they need? Do they need love? Are they hurting? Do they have wounds that need nurturing? Do they need forgiveness or recognition of some sort? What does your heart tell you needs to happen? What need needs to be fulfilled so they can be fueled and brought whole? So that they can be reintegrated and reunited with the oneness that is you. To be an integrative and supportive part of your inner collective. So that you yourself can achieve energetic harmony. Tapping into your own personal flow of prosperity. What do they need? Is there anything left? So now, with your permission, this is what I'm hearing. Let's allow you to keep all of the wisdom that your past patterns have offered you, but without requiring you to utilize those costly tools, those self-sabotaging behaviors, those heavy wounds, those hard emotions to support you any longer. Let's replace those vehicles and those tools with positive, supportive emotions, with loving motivators, with shared goals, with collaboration, community, and with that harmonious inner collectiveness. Take a nice deep breath, allowing the wisdom to be attained and releasing any and all limiting patterns associated with that old wisdom, so you no longer need to recreate, revisit, or learn these virtues through these non-supportive experiences, these hardships, allowing you from now on to access these goals, these desires, through positive experience, through loving relationships, through prosperity, through wealth in your health, in your finances, in your relationships, accessing these virtues through the blessings that life offers us, instead of prolonging our struggle stories. Our evolution requires us to release the struggle paradigm, the suffering paradigm that we've glorified in our hero stories. It is time to release our need to learn from hardship. We can learn from contrast, but we don't need grief and loss to learn love. We are capable, each and every one of us, to learn love and gratitude through loving and supportive relationships. We don't need pain and suffering any longer. And our realization of this is how we evolve beyond this old Neanderthal, reptilian, draconian way of being. We're done. Come on. Let's go. Let's follow the truth that lives in our hearts. Let's go and adapt to using love as an instrument and retiring our suffering, our adaptation and our addiction to drama and chaos. Constantly. We are done learning from these The planet is screaming. It is time for us to grow. And each and every one of us has the capacity to do this. We do. You have it within you. You are the stone. And every time you shift even one degree into your most authentic vibration expression, you create a wave of change. Whether you see it or not, you are. You know how energy works. That wave of change expands itself into our entire collective. That is how we unite our world. By beginning by uniting within ourselves and letting go of this addiction to conflict. We only want power and control because we're afraid. When we are power, our realization of oneness and our innate nature of harmony and love, when we recognize the power of collaboration and community, when we look at what we have been able to accomplish in our hardships that unfortunately this year has brought, when we work towards a common goal, we achieve amazing things. We know this. Let us unite in love. And let us begin by uniting in the love within each and every one of us. And that is how we collectively contribute to the harmony in our collective consciousness. Each and every one of us is a piece of this universal puzzle. We each have a part to play. And the more of us who play a part, the more this energy perpetuates itself, the more it amplifies itself, the more it feeds on itself, and the more we awaken as a whole. So I urge you, have the courage to turn within and to resolve your inner conflicts. Have the courage to see what it is about the world that is triggering you on the outside, that is seated in your own disharmony and conflict within you. I believe in you. And I know that together is how we get through this. We all know this. And by uniting our ideas on how to achieve these common goals is how we'll find opportunity, collaboration, situations where we can all win. It's time for us to resolve and release this competition paradigm. It's not about the survival of the fittest. Darwin was wrong. The species that collaborate and adapt are those who thrive. We need to learn from that. It's our time. Take a nice long deep breath, and I hope this has offered you time and space, empowerment, and feelings for hope that you are the solution. Very much so. Now take a nice long deep breath, and in the short few minutes that we have left, let me share with you how I'm doing my part in healing the world. So on my shameless promo aspect of my page on the News for the Soul Radio, you'll find an invitation to enjoy a full free month of mentorship from me. You'll find the Healers and Seekers Mentorship Program, where you'll find guidance, healing, and mentorship to support you in your journey for self-discovery, to resolve your inner conflict so that you can grow and evolve beyond your own struggle paradigm, so that you can let that go and stop fighting with yourself, so that you can join us in harmony in our community. Within the Healers and Seekers Mentorship Program, you will have access to tools and support that will amplify your healing and accelerate your personal awakening.
you'll find a monthly group healing led by me, as well as a huge inventory of our Awaken webcast replay library, lots of great little tips in our video library, guidebooks, and limiting belief questionnaires to support you in identifying where your conflicting and opposing beliefs are. And in addition, you'll receive healing downloads direct to your inbox and access to our free mastermind group to support you. So I invite you to take advantage of this special 30-day offer. Come and grab a month free on me and allow me to guide you back to your inner empowered state by uniting your inner world. And I truly believe with every cell of my being that if we do that, that's how we unite the world. That's how we create the world that we all aspire to leave to our children and to leave as part of our legacies. So thank you, listener, for joining me on this inner journey, for doing your part in bringing peace to our beautiful world. It is an absolute honor and privilege for me to be a part of your day. And if you found this episode helpful, please feel free to share it with your friends and to tune in to our next episode of Dream Life Mastery. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.